research for sickle cell disease and other diseases that disproportionately affect African-American men. She's also calling for measures that ensure that Black men have opportunities to participate as a national cannabis industry takes shape. By contrast, Donald Trump has laid out no policies that address specific concerns of most Black voters. And no, Ice Cube's platinum plan is not on his Agenda 47 website. That's Ice Cube's thing. Joining me now is Reverend Al Sharpton, president of the National Action Network and host of Politics Nation right here on MSNBC, and Jelani Kaur, dean of the Columbia School of Journalism and staff writer for The New Yorker. I love saying dean of the Columbia Journalism. Our dean is Black. We love that. Okay, so let's talk about this. I just want to go in, just from a journalistic point of view, because you did write a really good piece in The New Yorker about this. This trope that just comes around, I can go through all of the times it's been said. Headlines show Trump is going to win in 2016. Trump predicts he can win 95% of the Black vote. Trump and the Black vote, is there a road to redemption? That's 2016. 2020, the Federalist. Why Trump's gains with Black voters could swing the 2020 election. What's happening out there with Black men and Trump? Lil Wayne, Ice Cube, 50 Cent. Trump makes the final push for Black voters. Like every time. Then we come to today. Trump is gaining ground with some Black men. Here's how Harris can change their mind. Polls and just Republicans are making gains. Trump courts rappers. It literally is a train that's never late.
Right.
And it's literally never true.
Yeah, I mean, first off, Black America is not waiting on Lil Wayne to tell us, like, how we're supposed to vote. No disrespect. But the other part of it, I think, is that, you know, this is the lowest form of journalism, the kind of poll chasing. Like, this thing happens, that thing happens. And then what you wind up doing is reifying statistical noise. You know, things that are outliers then become to seem like they are mainline, you know, they're valid assessments of what's going on. There's another thing here, which is fundamental. But if I were in a newsroom talking about this, I would say the old claim, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at the level of loyalty, this number is 78 to 15. There's not a scenario, not a realistic scenario in which Kamala Harris winds up with a smaller portion of, but less than 80% of the Black vote, and likely far north of that.
Right.
But if you are going to make that claim, you need a lot more than one poll, a lot more than an oversample and a single poll. You need a consistent trend line that shows across various polls and various times and various places that this is where this vote is headed. We don't see that.
Right. And I mean, and we'll talk about this another day, but, you know, Maria Chisakumar from Voto Latino, they did a big, huge, like 3,000 person sample poll, which is very different from when the New York Times did their oversample of Latino voters. Very different numbers. And I mean, the thing about it is, Riff, you will find what you're looking for. You can go into a barbershop and find that one contrary brother that's like, I like Trump. Like, right. I could find that, right? But that's that doesn't mean that that one guy or that one rapper who's like doing a video for Trump represents Black men broadly. But if you're looking for that and you want to make a package about that, you can find that guy. And I think the problem with that is you can go all the way back. Let's go back to the Clinton era. Clinton, Dole got 15%. 2000, when Al Gore was running, Bush got 12%. You can go to 2004, you were running for president, Bush got 13%. McCain got 5%. Romney got 11%. Trump got 14%. Trump got 12% in 2020. There are simply about 11 to 14% of Black men who've been Republicans and been voting Republicans since 68. Mm-hmm. So you can keep finding those same brothers over and over again. That is not a trend.
Well, no, it is definitely something that we've seen. His vote has been consistent with Republicans before him. And in 20, he was even 2 or 3 points lower than the Republican candidate. So a lot of these polls are just their projections from some people with a narrow polling base. But the thing that I would challenge is some of these guys, the rappers, give us what his policies are for Black America. We demand that of a Black woman who laid it out today. A million people given loans, if they given forgivable loans, they will let it go at $20,000 if you've got something that's viable. That's a business plan. They claim to be businessmen, a lot of these rappers. And on to the medical support and et cetera. I don't even understand how we're even talking about Donald Trump and business in the same sentence when we had an $8.3 trillion deficit and a supply chain disruption. He did nothing to stop the price gouging that some of the people were doing. He was president then.
Right.
He was president when George Floyd happened, president when Breonna Taylor happened, president when Ahmaud Arbery happened. What did he do? Oh, he got a Bible, went across the street, had the Secret Service clear protesters, and condemned the protesters. So what are we going to think he's going to do that he didn't do in the 4 years he was there?
WRCT, Pittsburgh. Consolidation is up next.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Do you love me? Police and thieves in the street. Chewing. land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. I tell you, this land was made for you.
You've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, Almighty. Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.